540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A controversial part of a Milwaukee redevelopment plan is now off the table after strong community opposition. Developers say they're removing a proposed data processing facility from the former Midtown Walmart project. Plans still include a public library branch, self-storage, and hundreds of affordable housing units. City leaders say the change follows weeks of feedback from people who raised environmental concerns. The project will return to the Plan Commission for another review soon. People in Milwaukee can now get a clearer look at police activity through two new online tools launched by the department. The new Arrest Dashboard and Calls for Service Dashboard gives the public real-time access to data on arrests and police response times across the city. You can filter by type of incident, location, or time, and maps show where things are happening without revealing victims' identities. Police say the move is part of a push to make policing more transparent. The dashboards are available now on the city's police department website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan will learn her fate tomorrow. Dugan was convicted by a jury last year for helping an undocumented man avoid arrest by leading him out of a courtroom using a private door. Her lawyers are asking the judge to sentence her to time served, while prosecutors say she should get 15 to 21 months. A federal judge will announce that sentence tomorrow. New details have been released in the tragic Geneva Lake boating incident that left three children dead. Officials say the group was on a 23-foot boat last Friday when fast-moving storms created dangerous conditions. That included strong winds and large waves. The operator tried to reach safety, but the boat capsized and sank after being hit multiple times. Six adults and one child were rescued, while the three missing children were later found in the capsized watercraft. The case remains under review. Travelers at Mitchell yesterday faced major disruptions as dozens of flights were canceled or delayed. Reports say 15 flights were canceled and 25 were delayed across the airport's combined arrival and departure schedule. The cancellations and delays left hundreds of passengers stranded or forced them to wait for rebooking. Officials have not yet said what caused the problems, but weather elsewhere did play a part. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Authorities arrested two people on homicide charges last weekend after boaters allegedly spotted a human arm with a Packers tattoo in an Illinois lake. Illinois State Police say the human remains were found the weekend before the 4th in Lake Mattoon. That's in the central part of Illinois. Authorities later identified the man as 38-year-old Dale Wayne Turner of Plainfield. Police arrested 26-year-old James Adams and 62-year-old Robin Turner on charges of concealing a homicide and dismembering a human body. Court records show Turner was the victim's wife and Adam his half-brother. Police say they expect additional charges. Thousands of 4th of July travelers got a bit of freedom from recent exploding prices at the pump. But as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, we're still paying more than we were over last year's Independence Day.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.55 on Monday. This is 41.4 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but almost 63 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say prices fell in nearly every state over the last week, with diesel declining in all 50. The national average of gasoline on July 4th priced in at the third most expensive Independence Day on record at $3.74. While oil prices are down, GasBuddy officials say continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refinery infrastructure is forcing Russia to shift from fuel exporter to importer. This is tightening global supplies and putting upward pressure on prices.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Gas experts say until the refining supply picture improves, significant further drops at the pump may be limited. Nonprofit groups across Wisconsin could get help boosting security as a new federal grant opens for applications. The program is aimed at organizations that may face threats because of their mission or beliefs. State officials say groups must show they are at risk and outline their security needs. Applications are due by July 15th. CDC officials say a diarrhea-causing parasite is making people sick across the country, including right here in Wisconsin. They say the parasite, called cyclosporiasis, is spread when contaminated water is sprayed on plants at farms. The parasite multiplies during humid conditions. Michigan recently saw a surge in cases, reporting nearly 600 cases as of July 4th. Wisconsin had fewer than 10 cases so far in the last report from the CDC. No specific food has been tied to the outbreak, but produce, including basil, cilantro, and berries, have been cited in known cases. Doctors say you can avoid getting sick by washing produce with large amounts of clean water, washing your hands with soap and water before preparing food, and keeping fruits and vegetables chilled. We have new details about the Lake Geneva boating accident that claimed the lives of three children last Friday. Geneva Lake Police identified the children in a release yesterday as a 6-year-old boy and two girls ages 7 and 10. Police said the 47-year-old man operating the boat had extensive boating experience and all the children on board were wearing properly fitted life jackets. Police say the driver was trying to get to shore when at least two large waves broke over the bow, capsizing the boat. Divers found the sunken boat in 32 feet of water with the three child victims inside. They say the children died from drowning. The National Weather Service confirmed that the storm that capsized the boat packed winds of 90 to 100 miles per hour. A Rice Lake man is charged after allegedly trying to hire someone to kill the mother of his child following a custody dispute. A criminal complaint shows Tyler Krotow was in jail earlier this month for a separate case when he tried to hire a fellow inmate. The inmate told officials that Krotow repeatedly said he wanted his ex to die and that he wanted it to look like a fatal overdose. His plans included having the inmate's female acquaintance befriend the woman, then provide her with a fatal dose of drugs. Krotow is charged with solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide and faces up to 12 and a half years in prison, a $25,000 fine, or both. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers were down 3-0, then scored four runs in the seventh to beat the Cardinals last night, 4-3. David Hamilton could miss some time. The speedy third baseman rounding first on a two-run RBI double during that seventh-inning rally and left with tightness in his left hamstring. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know. As hamstrings go, they usually take a little time, so I'm anticipating it's going to take a little time.
Today, it's a doubleheader against the Cardinals. Jacob Mizorowski with a starting game one. World Cup soccer. The USA eliminated by Belgium last night, 4-1. The USA's head coach asked if news of President Trump calling FIFA was a distraction for the team.
I think we were not good enough today. We don't need to find another excuse or wasn't our day. It wasn't a situation that affected us on the group.
That's USA head coach Mauricio Pochettino. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 65 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.